earthworm would be, when they say worm, I think of earthworm. Anything else they call it something else, like a grub worm or whatever else they come up with, they have a distinction.
Do you know of anything called red worm?
Yeah, red worm, earthworm, same thing.
Oh, red worm, earthworm, same thing.
To me.
Okay.
It may not be.
Oh. They are to me, too, but some people make a distinction.
Oh, they have night crawlers and red wigglers.
Oh, wow.
No, the fishermen have names for them.
Oh, yeah, they have all kinds of names.
To me, they're just worms.
Yeah. Oh, now this is another animal. It's got a hard shell. It pulls its...
Turtle.
Right. Now, would that be on the land or on the water, please?
Well, I think of a terrapin. I think of a turtle. And I don't really, I think of a turtle more around the water, a terrapin around the land.
Oh, now something that you'll find in freshwater streams, it looks a lot like a tiny lobster.
Oh, you know, is that a crawfish?
Right.
Crawdad?
Crawdad.
I never heard of crawdad first and crawfish and then crayfish. I didn't know what the heck they were talking about.
Yeah.
I'm a crayfish. But I realized it was the same thing.
Crawfish and crawdad. That's good you know both of them. Now, this is a seafood thing that people boil and boil in the shell. A lot of times they peel off the shell and just say they're eating. Or they have them fried.
Shrimp.
Right.
Sure. I never associate shrimp with crawfish, though, although I know they're the same.
The same type of?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, then a type of insect that...
I never ate any shrimp until I was 21 years old.
Really? Really?
Yeah, and I wouldn't eat it. Because I thought it was crawfish, and I thought it was nasty. And I thought it was a little swampy place where I seen crawfish. And I was working for Kroger's, and they had these banquets, and they had these beautiful, great big shrimp cocktails, and well, they'd put them on the plate, you know,
and
I wouldn't eat mine, and I said, you're not going to eat that? And I said, no, I don't like it. Well, they'd all fight to get my shrimp. Then after I finally decided it might be worth trying, I nobody likes shrimp better than I did.
That's great.
I mean, I hadn't eaten a big variety of foods at all as a kid. I mean, just a very limited amount of things that we ate. So we ate a lot. We ate the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of variety.
Yeah. Well, most people wouldn't know what cornmeal dumplings were, and you knew that. So.
Yeah.
What would you call an insect that they fly around the light at night very often? They have sort of...
I'd call them a moth.
Yeah, okay. And... What about the
light bug?
Okay. Now the things that lay their eggs in your clothes, you call them
moth.
The thing that flies around at night with the light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Now this is an insect that's got a long, thin body, and it's got two pairs of filmy looking wings. The round pawns like that.
Oh, a dragonfly?
Have you ever heard it called anything else? A snake doctor?
Snake doctor, yeah.
Snake doctor?
Yeah.
How about snake
feeder?
You ever heard
of it?
No.
Snake
doctor?
Snake doctor, I've heard a lot of time, but it just didn't seem like the thing for me. I always called them dragonfly, but I had no...
But you would know what some of
them...
Yeah. Okay. Now, what kinds of stinging insects would you know?
I've been stung by them all. I think of probably first of all a wasp because it's most common.
A wasp is the most common?